be my love, for no one else can end this yearning.
From Hollywood, the Coca-Cola Company brings you Mario Lanza. Good evening. The Coca-Cola Company welcomes you to the Mario Lanza Show, with the music of Ray Sinatra and his orchestra, transcribed songs by Giselle McKenzie, and starring MGM's romantic tenor, whose inspiring voice has thrilled you on the screen, in concert, and on records. And now, in person, Mario Lanza.
Thank you, everyone. With St. Patrick's Day only 3 days off, we have decided to devote most of our program tonight to the music of Ireland and its people. I would like to start by singing one of my favorites, indeed everybody's favorite wherever Irish songs are sung, the touching folk tune, Danny Boy.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, it's I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so. But when ye come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, ye'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear, though soft you tread above me, and all my grave will warmer, sweeter be. For you I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Thank you.
Ray Sinatra makes his contribution to the Celtic spirit of tonight's program with orchestral variations on a traditional Irish theme, sometimes called the Irish Washerwoman. Ray? America owes a debt of gratitude to Ireland for the great gift of Victor Herbert and the heritage of beautiful music that he gave us. There are too many lovely Herbert songs for any one to be singled out as his best, but certainly among his best is the romantic Kiss in the Dark, which Mario Lanza sings for us now.
I recall the mad delight of a love dance and a stroll into a night trembling with romance. There I told her of her terms. How could I resist? Suddenly within my arms she was held and kissed. Oh, that kiss in the dark was to her. But to me it was a thrill supreme. Just a kiss in the dark, but it kindled the spark, the awakening of love's young dream. meaning of love's young dream.
This is Mario Lanza. The world of music is one that knows no international boundaries, for melody is a language that every nation can speak and understand. This happy fact is proven once more as Giselle McKenzie, our good neighbor from across the border, sings in honor of our good friends across the sea, the Kerry Dance. Giselle?
Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer's night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon. Voices of old companions stealing out of the past once more, and the sound of the dear old music, soft and sweet as in days of yore. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon.
At one time or another, most of us have been inside a hospital, and we've been impressed by the air of quiet quality, a quality you can trust. And there's a great cleanliness about the hospital, a cleanliness reflected in the snowy whiteness of doctors' and nurses' uniforms. And in many of our hospitals, strategically located somewhere near the waiting room, is a sunny spot where many a brand new father buys his first box of cigars, where anxious parents buy a cuddly doll or some ice cream for a sick little girl upstairs, and where a pretty nurse just off duty hurries to the soda fountain. You can almost see her eyes light up as she says to the girl behind the counter,
"Coca-Cola, please."
Yes, in the clean, quiet, dramatic life of a hospital, people remember that there's also quality you can trust in the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola. Green is noted not as much for the quantity of his compositions as for their quality and distinction from the run-of-the-mill popular song. In the tradition of Coquette, out of nowhere and body and soul, he has written a new one, The Trembling of a Leaf, with lyric by Jack Lawrence. And here is Mario Lanza to sing it.
The trembling of a leaf, the budding of a rose, the clinging of the blossom to the vine, the budding of a dream, the trembling of your hand on mine. The whisper of the wind, the singing of the sea, the silver mist that lingers on the hill, the singing of our love, the whisper of a promised thrill. Be still, my delirious heart. You are pounding away like the boom of a drum. Stand still, time and heaven and earth. This night must never, never go. And dawn must never come. The trembling of a leaf, the blooming of the rose, the starlit waters kissing moonlit shores, the blossoming of love, the trembling of my lips on yours, the trembling of a leaf, the trembling of my heart and yours, the trembling of a
The dance numbers in MGM's Technicolor musical, The Belle of New York, starring Fred Astaire and Vera Ellen, have made movie fans recall the toe-tapping antics of Eleanor Powell in an earlier Metro musical, Born to Dance. From that picture, Ray Sinatra and the orchestra bring us their arrangement of the tuneful Cole Porter song, Easy to Love. Thank you. here's another of the delightful little ditties with which Giselle McKenzie tickles our funny bone as well as our musical ear. The idea of this one is simply that when a Viscount meets another Viscount, all they can find to talk about is Viscounts. Giselle?
Quand un Vicomte rencontre un autre Vicomte, qu'est-ce qu'il se raconte des histoires de Vicomte? Ah! Quand une marquise rencontre une autre marquise, qu'est-ce qu'elles se disent des histoires de marquise? Quand un cul-de-jatte rencontre un autre cul-de-jatte, rien ne les épate qu'une histoire de cul-de-jatte. Chacun sur terre se fout des petites misères de son voisin des sous. Nos petites affaires à nous, nos petites affaires, c'est ce qui passe avant tout. Mais oui, malgré tout qu'on se raconte partout, partout, qu'est-ce qui compte en fin de compte? Qui se compte sur tout, c'est nous. Chacun sur terre se fout des petites misères de son voisin du dessous. Quand une bigote rencontre une autre bigote, qu'est-ce qu'elle chuchote des histoires de bigote? Quand un gendarme rencontre un autre gendarme, rien ne les charme que les histoires de gendarme. Quand une vieille tante rencontre une autre vieille tante, elles sont contentes de parler de vieille tante. Chacun sur terre se fout des petites misères de son voisin du dessous. Nos petites affaires à nous, nos petites affaires, c'est ce qui passe à fin tout. Mais oui, malgré tout qu'on se raconte partout, partout, qu'est-ce qui compte en fait compte? Ce qui compte surtout, c'est nous. Chacun sur terre se fout des petites misères de son voisin de tout. Chacun de tout voisin qui est son voisin du tout.
The three greatest songs of Irish balladry are almost universally conceded to be When Irish Eyes Are Smiling, Mother Machree, and My Wild Irish Rose. Because of its simple, sincere, and yet beautiful waltz melody, Mario Lanza has chosen the latter to close our program in honor of St. Patrick's Day. Here is his interpretation of My Wild Irish Rose.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild dearest flower that grows, and someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. Search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Mario Lanza will be back in just a moment. And in the meantime, remember, folks,
Whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. An ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. And now, here's Mario Lanza.
Well, this concludes our music for tonight. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed it. Giselle McKenzie, Ray Sinatra, and I will be back next week at the same time over the same stations. Among the selections I will sing for you will be Addio alla Madre. So until then, may I wish you the very best of everything in life always from Mario Lanza.
There'll be no one but you for me.
Next week and every week at this time for the Mario Lanza Show. And remember, Mario Lanza will sing Temptation and Addio alla Madre. Be sure to listen to Edgar Bergen this coming Sunday evening on another network. Consult your paper for time and station. The Mario Lanza Show, brought to you by the Coca-Cola Company over this NBC network, was directed and transcribed in Hollywood by Irving Aronson and produced by Sam Weiler. Giselle McKenzie appeared through the courtesy of Club 15. This is Bill Baldwin speaking.
Next, it's Short Story on NBC.